I'm Mark Andrews, and on this segment of Makeshift Happen, we sit with Paulette Amott. Paulette is a volunteer in the community who is the current chair of Citizens on Patrol in the PAW. Paulette, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having us in here.
Let's talk a little bit about Citizens on Patrol. What is that group?
26 individuals who patrol the streets in Nepal looking for suspicious activity and watching out to make sure that there's nobody in any danger or in any harm. And a couple of times we have found those situations. And when we do find anything, we call it into the police and then they respond.
The RCMP were sort of the brainchild of Citizens on Patrol way back in the day when it started in Barrie, Ontario. And here in the PAW, it was a former member that brought the concept to our town. Is that correct?
That's correct. Staff Sergeant Dave Mancini got the program running here in the PAW in 1995. So we've been around a few years.
So you've been the chairperson of Citizens on Patrol for a couple of years now?
Correct.
What made you decide to do that?
I decided I needed to do something in the community, and being outside walking was a good way of doing things, and then may as well be out there accomplishing something while I was out enjoying the fresh air.
Now, I know one of the other things that Citizens on Patrol does is a speed watch program. Talk about that.
Okay, well, it's no longer speed watch because that was a name that was linked with MPI, who were sponsors of Citizens on Patrol, but they've taken back their sponsorship. And so we do a speed program. And we try to let people know that if you're in a 50-kilometer zone, you shouldn't be doing 60, 70, letting them know that maybe, you know, ease up on the gas pedal a little bit.
I know that not only is the group responsible for keeping their eyes and ears open to suspicious activities in the town, but I've seen many of your members out in the community with garbage bags and cleaning this community up.
Yeah, we took that upon ourselves because we are out on the streets anyway, and without, you know, there's a lot of refuse laying around. So we're out here, let's start picking it up. And that's what we've been doing. Not every time we're out on patrol, but some days we just make it an effort of let's get out there and clean it up. So,
with MPI no longer sponsoring Citizens on Patrol, how do you guys keep going?
Well, we're waiting for our provincial board to let us know how we're going to keep on going, but we do our own local fundraising. And the thing is, though, when we were with MPI, they brought us all of the COPP groups together for an exchange of information and how to do things better and easier, whatever. So another sponsorship would be a good thing.
If there's an organization in the community, including maybe the town of the PAW, I would hope that somebody comes forward and offers to sponsor Citizens on Patrol. It's an amazing group that does great things in this community.
Yep.
For membership, how do people say that maybe want to be a part of, get involved?
Well, once in a while when we are doing our fundraising, we are out selling raffle tickets and we have information there, pamphlets and information packages that they can pick up. But they can call myself at 617-7659. I have membership applications at my home and I can give them to them there. Also, before COVID happened, we were meeting once a month, the first Tuesday of the month at 6 o'clock in the evening at the RCMP offices. Right now, the offices are still closed due to COVID. So July, August, we're not having any meetings and we'll see how things go in September.
Paulette Amott, chairperson of Citizens on Patrol in the PAW, who has made shift happen in this community with a lot of different things. Thank you so much for being a part of the program today.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.